This is Two Talk. I'm David Thompson.
I'm Ryan Murphy. Welcome to the programme.
After another summer of violence related to parades, we spoke to representatives of the two communities in North Belfast, where hotly contested parades have cost the police service millions of pounds.
David spoke to Unionist Community Representative Winston Irvine and asked him why things have come to a head in Loyalist communities now.
Well, I think there has been a lot of resentment swirling about within the Unionist community for quite some time, particularly in relation to the whole issue around parading and protests. Over the course of the last number of years, we have seen increased determinations coming out from the Parades Commission, which are not only increasing the severity of the restrictions, but also the number of parades that are restricted. And I think in that context, in that environment, people are continually questioning why we are in 2012 having less freedom of expression instead of having a more tolerant and acceptable society.
Is there more to it, though, behind the scenes? Is there not a sense that the paramilitaries are flexing their muscles and showing who's in charge in the Lower Shankill?
No, I absolutely think that highlights not only an urban myth, but also a serious lack of understanding around the issue. There are people who are, you know, ignorant of the fact that people who would have been involved in armed groups in the past are now playing a very, very constructive and positive role, not only in terms of the parading issue, but also around the whole issue of managing interfaces in terms of building relationships between what would have been described as former enemies. So I think people need to realise that loyalism, if you want to call it that, by and large has been a huge force for good. And I think, you know, we have had some people trying to peddle a myth that there is some sort of, you know, nefarious manipulation going on within loyalism. I can categorically tell you from my experiences in working alongside people who are the coalface of this, that loyalism and activists who would have been involved in the conflict are now playing a very positive role.
Well, after this summer, what are relations like with the Republican representatives on the other side of the divide? Have they been damaged?
I think it's fair to say that on both sides, from both perspectives, relationships are very much strained.
You've had some, obviously, contact with Sinn Féin representatives. Do you have any relationships at all with the Greater Ardoyne Residents Coalition?
Well, there has been, obviously, discussions going on with organisations such as the North and West Belfast Parades and Cultural Forum, which is an umbrella group which comprises the Orange Order, the Apprentice Boys of Derry, the Royal Black Institution, marching bands, residents and political parties. So they're a fairly broad church, and they have been involved in discussions and in dialogue processes for the last 8 years in areas within North Belfast and West Belfast for that matter, which have included engaging with a number of different residence groups which have emanated from the Ardoyne area. To date, we have been, and this is the fourth different group that has emerged from Ardoyne. So there are clearly difficulties that is going on within that particular area. I think the fact that we have now got two residence groups within the area also highlights the serious tensions within that area. So, you know, for North and West Parades Forum, they're not quite sure of who they needed to be sitting down and talking with. So they did engage the Parades Commission and asked them who would be the bona fide group, and they were told very clearly that the group that needed to be engaged with was the concerned residents of Ardoyne.
So the Parades Commission said that the concerned...
The Crumlin Ardoyne residents.
Right, so the Parade Commission said that was the group to engage with then?
Yep, they said that that was the group, that they had checked their bona fides and they had checked out that they were the properly constituted and democratically elected group for the area. And that, in fact, the Parades Commission facilitated formal dialogue between representatives of the Orange Order, the bands, Protestant residents who live in Twannel, and with the CARA group, the Crumlin Ardoyne Residents Association.
With regards to the Parades Commission, do you think it's time the Parades Commission was scrapped and replaced by something that's perhaps more accountable to the politicians here?
Well, I don't think anyone underestimates the difficulty in finding a replacement for the Parades Commission. I think this commission, this particular structure and this particular membership has lost all faith and trust within the broad unionist community. And I would
so is it the members? Is it some of the members that you have difficulty with rather than the setup of the body?
It's the commission and the structure, and in fact the legislation for that matter as well. We believe that there are flaws in the legislation. There are serious problems with the independency of some of the members involved in this present commission, and also the actual structure itself has been called into question. I think it is, in my opinion, damaged goods, and I think it is time that we began to sit to have the discussion around what we would see as a viable alternative.
Is there time to sort out an alternative before next summer's marching season begins?
Well, it depends on the political will. I think the first thing is to see if there is a willingness at a political level to engage in a meaningful process that would bring about a change in that structure. When you're looking at, you know, bringing in a new bill, a new legislation, and all the procedural matters that would be required to make the fundamental change, you're probably talking anything up to a year. So we're probably looking at another year of the Parades Commission. That's not to say that you're looking at another year of the same commissioners, but I would probably think that it's realistic to assume that the Parades Commission will be in place for another year. But I think in the short to medium term, there will be a focus on a replacement, because I think that the trust within that commission has been lost.
If there is another summer of violence, who's going to pay for it?
Well, I think I would be approaching this in a much more positive form. I think we all need to redouble our efforts, need to refocus on what are the issues, what are the underlying problems that are stimulating and fueling the conflict that we see emerging. And for me, the whole issue needs to be around local accommodation. I firmly believe that if the willingness and the leadership exists within both communities to resolve the issues around Preden, then we can do it. So, I mean, I wouldn't be setting myself up on a negative baseline. I would be certainly saying to myself that, you know, people realise that this has to be resolved. There's no way we can continue to limp from crisis to crisis. And I think we all need to be taking a good hard look at how we redouble our efforts.
Ryan spoke to the North Belfast SDLP MLA, Alban McGuinness, and put to him Winston Irvine's comments that unionist culture should be respected.
Well, it all depends what you mean by unionist culture.
Yes.
If unionist culture is a code word for I can parade wherever I want, whenever I want, without restrictions, without conditions, then certainly that is unacceptable. But if unionist culture means something different, in a truly intrinsically cultural sense, that would be an entirely different situation. I think that the term unionist culture has been, to some extent, misused and sometimes abused.
Yes.
as a really a subterfuge for having parading, particularly by the loyal orders, in an unrestricted and unregulated fashion. If that is the case, then I am certainly not agreeable to that, and would find that quite unacceptable.
Winston Irvine as well, he has criticised the independence of the Parades Commission and its members. Do you believe that the Parades Commission is impartial, or do you think they are favouring the nationalist sides?
I think the Parades Commission try to strike a balance. And of course they have a code and they have guidelines that they have to adhere to. They have to assess every contentious parade on the basis of the evidence that's been presented to them, the representations that are made to them, and they have to take into consideration a whole number of different conditions and different circumstances. For example, what will the effect be on community relations if a parade is permitted to march down a street? Alternatively, they have to take into account the threat to public order, the upholding of the peace. They also take into consideration the history of previous parades and the impact that those parades have had on the community at large. So there are a number of conditions which they have to look at. And I think they struggle at times to come to a balanced decision, but I've no doubt about their motivation that they try to reach a balanced decision. And whilst I think they try to do that, they don't do that in all circumstances. And sometimes I'm critical of them, and I know that others are critical of them, but in particular the Loyal Orders and Unionist politicians are critical of them, and I think that that criticism is sometimes unfair and really unwarranted, because it really is a political critique rather than a real analysis of what the Parades Commission is actually saying or doing.
Yeah, and you said there yourself that sometimes you have a bit of criticism of the Parades Commission. How do you feel they handled, obviously, the recent Ulster Covenant March in the Ardoin?
Right, well, you mean in Donegal Street?
Yes, obviously. Yeah they.
I think that the Parades Commission, I was disappointed with the Parades Commission insofar as on the 29th of September they permitted a march or a parade to go down Clifton Street and Donegal Street and permitted that parade to play hymn tunes as they were described in the determination. And I said to them before they made their determination, I said, if you permit that, that will be subject to misuse and abuse. And I was right, because the hymn music, the hymn tunes, were played in such an aggressive and unholy manner that they could scarcely be described as sacred music.
Well, of course...
I was disappointed with the Parades Commission determination in that respect, because prior to that, on the 25th of August, they had insisted in their previous determination on a single drum beat down Clifton Street and into Upper Donegal Street.
Some of the bands did abide by the ruling that it was only to be hymns played as they were marching past. I mean, are you happy that at least some of them upheld this, or would you...
Well, some of the bands did uphold the parade's decision in relation to sacred music. And that was fine, but quite a number of the bands played the music in such an aggressive and hostile and I would say disrespectful fashion that they broke the spirit and indeed the letter of the determination as far as hymn tunes were concerned. And of course at St. Matthew's Church on the Lower Newton Arch Road they completely ignored the determination in relation to hymn music being played. The music that was played then was in fact party tunes and certainly not sacred music.
Yeah. In the march, there was the Praise Commission allowed groups such as the Greater Ardoyne Residence Collective. They staged a counter march. And of course, that was close by to the Loyalist march. And do you think that was a good decision to put the two opposing parades in such a close vicinity?
Well, that was on the 12th of July at the Ardoyne shops. And do I think that was a good decision? No, I don't think it was a good decision.
No.
I think it wasn't terribly well thought out. But nonetheless, it was a decision which had to be upheld by the PSNI.
Mm-hmm.
And the PSNI had their work cut out to try to hold it. But I'm not... when I support the Parades Commission, I don't support the Parades Commission determinations in the sense that I agree with every element of their determinations.
Yes.
But what I do say to people is, you must obey what the Parades Commission has decided, because they're the only lawful body that can determine these issues in relation to parades.
And just then to follow on from that point, then, do you think that the parades in Ardoyne, do you think they'll be able to be sorted before next summer, or do you think there's going to be an ongoing issue?
Well, my own personal view is this, that dialogue can sort out any of these contentious parades, and it is up to those who have a stake in the communities that they purport to represent. It is up to them to talk to one another to see if they can reach an accommodation, to see if they can reach a settlement, and I think that that is possible. I think it's possible, certainly in St. Patrick's, as far as the Carrickhill residents are concerned. And I think it's also possible in Ardoyne, if there is a dialogue between the two adjoining communities. I'm not saying it will happen, but I'm saying there's nothing lost by entering into a dialogue. And I do believe that the potential is there for a peaceful and agreed solution to the problem of parading both in Ardoyne and in Donegal Street.
You can get involved in the discussion at facebook.com/newsjunkieni
or on Twitter by tweeting @newsjunkieni.